Well, stem cells have attracted an enormous amount of attention, of course, over the last 10 years or more, really, because of their potential for developing new therapies for a number of diseases that currently are completely incurable. And of course, most of that attention, I think it would be fair to say, has gone towards embryonic stem cells. The difficulty is that embryonic stem cells are not easy to use and they do carry certain risks. And partly for that reason, we haven't seen the development of treatments at all using embryonic stem cells. And of course, perhaps most importantly, they carry very serious ethical problems. It's still not possible to obtain embryonic stem cells without destroying an embryo. This conference is not concentrating on embryonic stem cells, but on adult stem cells. And one of the very interesting things that's emerged over the last few years is that most types of tissue that we have, skin, muscle, bone marrow, liver, brain, most types of tissue contain a kind of stem cell, not just as that tissue is developing in the embryo, but throughout childhood and throughout adult life as well. And so the question has been asked whether that type of stem cells found in adult tissue, might be useful therapeutically. And the answer seems to be a very resounding yes. And so there's been a great deal of research, which perhaps hasn't received as much attention as embryonic stem cell research, over the last few years exploring this possibility, both in the laboratory and more recently in patients. So these are treatments which are being developed and explored now in patients based on adult stem cells.
Your own field of research is in mesenchymal stem cells. Can you first of all tell us what they are exactly and how promising is this area of study?
Well, I think they're very promising, but I suppose you'd say I would say that. Mesenchymal stem cells are a type of adult stem cell. They're present in bone marrow, and we study in particular mesenchymal stem cells that come from the bone marrow. But in fact, they're present in many other types of tissue as well. Quite possibly all types of tissue contain mesenchymal stem cells. Ones from the bone marrow are, I think, released into the bloodstream, and in particular, they're released into the bloodstream when different types of tissue, including the brain, are damaged. And they find their way from the bloodstream to the areas of damage in the brain and in the spinal cord, where we know that in a variety of different ways, these cells can contribute to tissue repair. And so in a sense, that's their normal function, and we are looking to see whether we can use those cells, perhaps in much greater numbers than are ordinarily found, to boost repair as a means of treatment. And the disease we're particularly interested in is multiple sclerosis.
From a purely medical point of view, one reads that adult stem cells have more limited potential compared to cells from the embryo because the embryonic stem cells are pluripotent, which means, yes, I gather they have the ability to, in principle, to generate any specialised tissue in the body. I mean, is that label of being the poor relation from a medical point of view warranted?
It depends how you look at it. There is no doubt that embryonic stem cells are able to turn into a greater range of different cell types, and also that embryonic stem cells have a greater capacity for division, for making very large cell numbers. And so when this question of using the cells as therapy first began to be discussed, both of those things were thought to be really very great advantages, and that's how, in a sense, the adult stem cell, including mesenchymal stem cells, came to be seen, if you like, as the poor relation. Now, as we've looked at this harder, it's begun to be clear, first of all, that the ability to turn into many cell types isn't necessarily a complete advantage, and that there may be some diseases where a very useful therapeutic effect can be gained not by a stem cell turning into different cell types, but through other mechanisms. The other important fact is that the ability to proliferate, to make very large cell numbers, is both a plus and a minus. It's a plus because for many of these diseases you need large numbers of cells. It's a minus because that ability to divide is very closely related to the main problem with embryonic stem cells, which is their capacity for forming tumors. Because all a tumor is, of course, is a cell that divides and carries on dividing. The big risk with embryonic stem cells is formation of possible tumors, and that seems to be a risk which is either completely absent or at least very, very substantially less with adult stem cells. So there are pluses and minuses.
Do you think then in some ways that the tangible benefits in medical terms then of embryonic stem cells have been somewhat overhyped? Because many people, even people within the medical field, are surprised in a way at some of the coverage and the excitement that has been generated by this. You know, it's almost seen as miraculous.
I think that's a difficult question. I think some of the enthusiasm relates, in a sense, to the near desperation that there was previously with many types of disease, where we just couldn't see a way forward with conventional drug-type treatments. And the idea of replacing cells when that idea first emerged was tremendously exciting. And I think that played a part, and perhaps the scientific community did underestimate some of the risks that are involved in cell replacement. And I think it may also have been guilty, we may also have been guilty of failing to pay enough attention to just how complicated some diseases are. And that goes back to what I was saying before about replacing cell types. And the embryonic stem cell may be quite good for replacing some cell types, but in many diseases, just replacing the cell plainly isn't sufficient, and so something more complex is needed. And I think it is the case that some types of adult stem cell, including the mesenchymal stem cell, are better evolved, if you like, for that very complex process.
A further discovery that has been made in the last few years has been that of induced pluripotent stem cells that appear to behave, I gather, just like embryonic stem cells, but are produced directly from skin or other specialised adult cells. Do you think this is also an exciting and promising development that could help to overcome, of course, the ethical problems connected with using embryonic stem cells?
I think that has been a huge advance, a tremendous advance in the science of stem cells. It's an experiment, it's a technique that's breathtakingly attractive. Someone who's been an observer of this rather than has actually taken that area of research forward, it's been fascinating to watch, and I'm absolutely filled with admiration for the various groups, in particular the Japanese group, that have taken this forward. It is, as you say, simply, and I use that word very cautiously really, taking an adult cell type, not an adult stem cell, but an adult cell from the skin, can be done from the blood, from blood cells as well, and then using genetic techniques to turn the clock back in that cell so that it starts to behave like an embryonic stem cell. As I say, I think that's been a tremendous advance. It brings about a completely new way of creating, if you like, embryonic stem cells. And I personally would very much agree it does not carry the same ethical problems. It doesn't involve the creation at any stage or the destruction of an embryo. It simply brings about a technically, in fact, really fairly straightforward way of creating embryonic stem cells, in essence, without there being an embryo. And the particular advantage of these cells at a scientific level, so there's a huge ethical advance in not destroying embryos, of course, but the advantage at a scientific level is that it becomes possible to create an embryonic-like stem cell from the patient themselves. So if you take a patient with Parkinson's, take a patient with multiple sclerosis, you can take a skin biopsy or even a blood sample from that patient and then create cells that are of that patient. And so if you use them in a therapy in that patient, then the patient wouldn't be receiving foreign cells. They wouldn't reject those cells. And so you bypass an enormous number of scientific medical problems with cell transplantation.
Right. If we could look forward to the future, let's say, you know, a decade from now, how do you see the future evolving? Do you see increasingly a move towards adult stem cell types of research, you know, for the reasons we've just discussed? Or do you think embryonic stem cell research is going to continue perhaps to have the lion's share?
I think both types of research will proceed. I think for the immediate next few years, I think adult stem cell therapy will take the lion's share in terms of clinical trials, because for the reasons I've mentioned, with embryonic stem cells, with the risk of tumor formation, people have been very reluctant to start trials in patients. In the longer term, in the next 10 years, then I think adult stem cell research will very much continue. My own view would be that conventional embryonic stem cell research will probably recede. I think most scientific and medical groups who are interested in embryonic stem cell research will switch or are in the process of switching or have already switched to inducible or induced pluripotent stem cell research. So I think they will switch to that. And I think in 10 years' time, we will see two main tracks, and one will be using induced pluripotent stem cells, and one will be using more conventional, if you like, adult stem cells. And I suspect there will be very little, if you like, primary embryonic stem cell research.
Can I ask you a personal question? Do you share those ethical concerns?
Oh, very much so, yes. I mean, at a purely biological level, I don't think there's any getting away from the fact that an embryo, however old that embryo is, however young that embryo is a human being. And medicine, up until the last 15 or 20 years, medicine has always taken the view that to destroy a human, deliberately to destroy a human being, at whatever stage of development it might be, regardless of the potential benefits that might accrue for wider society, for mankind and so on, is not a step that's ethically defensible, and I hold to that very much.